This is Fatima Mendez with UN News. New breastfeeding guidelines released on Wednesday could help save the lives of thousands of children every year if implemented, UN health experts say. To do this, breastfeeding needs to become the norm, not the exception, in rich and poor countries alike. That's according to Dr. Victor Aguayo from the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, which together with the World Health Organization, WHO, has updated information and advice originally provided in 1989. Dr. Aguayo spoke to Daniel Johnson.
What's new is that the 10 steps for successful breastfeeding be part of standards of care in every maternity in a country. That not be optional.
And how are you going to achieve that?
Well, we're going to achieve that by supporting governments to have legislation and policies in place that make of the protection of breastfeeding the norm and not the exception or an option, and that it be placed at the heart of the quality of care improvements.
What is the importance of breastfeeding? What is the uptake at the moment?
The glass is half full, that is, there is increasing recognition among researchers, among practitioners, among mothers and fathers and families that breastfeeding is the best start in life. So I am optimistic that there is increasing recognition that that is the case. And there is an increasing number of mothers and families who would choose to breastfeed their babies, but they don't get the support they need to do so. So what we are asking for is that from the maternity, that is from our number one, throughout the process of bringing up the baby, mothers and families be supported to breastfeed if they choose to breastfeed their children.
What are the benefits, the immediate and long-term benefits of breastfeeding? What are the risks of not doing so?
The benefits are multiple, and the research is quite strong on that. We know for a fact that breastfeeding protects life, that is, it saves thousands of lives every year because it avoids infection, it avoids contamination, and it provides the child with all the nutrients the child needs in the first 6 months of life, which is why we are advocating that every child be exclusively breastfed in the first 6 months. That means giving the child only breast milk, no other liquids, no other solids, no other foods. So there are benefits for survival, that is, protecting life, but there are also benefits for growth. Children who are breastfed grow healthier. They are less prone to be too short for their age. They are less prone to be overweight later in life. It also promotes better development. There is evidence that children who are breastfed have IQs that are higher than children who were not optimally breastfed, and that it also improves school readiness. And increasingly evidence, as we said before, that children who have been breastfed are at lower risk of becoming overweight and obese later in life. There are benefits for the child, but there are also benefits to women. We know that women who breastfeed have a lower risk of different types of cancer, including breast cancer and ovarian cancer.
And last question to you. Presumably, you're going to have to tackle the elephant in the room, the formula milk sector, which is a $40 billion sector. It has its place, of course, and you're not against providing supplements to children who need it. But what are you telling your member states?
What we're telling our member states is that breast milk substitutes, in some circumstances, can save lives. And when there are medical reasons to use a breast milk substitute should be used. But that needs to be the exception. That cannot be the norm. Therefore, producers of breast milk substitutes need to make sure that their internal policies and their marketing practices are aligned with the International Code of Marketing of Breast Milk Substitutes, which is very specific about making sure that mothers and health practitioners are not targeted with marketing practices, and that breastfeeding be the norm and not the exception. Having said that, if a family or a mother chooses to formula feed their child, they also need to be supported and they need to be provided with the information about the potential risks of doing so and how to do it safely.